Afrobeats music is everywhere right now. If you open up TikTok or turn on the radio, you may hear artists like Davido or Rema. Baby, calm down, calm down. The Grammys recently debuted a new African music category, but critics say the development is behind the times for a genre that is taking over the world. NPR's Sydney Madden reports.
At the 2024 Grammy Awards, Nigerian superstar Burna Boy made history as the first Afrobeats act to perform during the show. The singer graced the stage with R&B legend Brandy and rapper 21 Savage for his song, Sitting on Top of the World.
Clap your hands!
It was a fitting song choice for the ceremony. Last year, Luminate Data reported that Afrobeats is the fastest-growing genre being listened to in the U.S. And this year, the Recording Academy debuted a whole new category dedicated to music from the continent. Best African Music Performance.
What's up? I'm Ira Starr, the one and only Sappy Girl Celestial Bean. You know the vibe.
21-year-old singer Ira Starr is from Benin and Nigeria. She was one of the seven nominees in the inaugural category for her song, Rush. Rush is the type of song that signifies how African music is changing the American soundscape. Heran Mamo, a staff writer at Billboard magazine, has been tracking this explosion over the past few years. But really, as a child of Ethiopian immigrants,
African music has been part of my life basically since I was born.
Mamo says even though Afrobeats artists have popped up on U.S. charts in recent years, it was mostly by collaborating with an established Western act. Think Drake's 2016 hit, One Dance, featuring Wizkid. That's why I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. And even then, it was few and far between. According to Mamo, it was the 2020 pandemic, when the world felt more connected by way of our phones. And in 2021, when we finally started getting back outside, that she noticed African artists were impacting the U.S. in ways they never had before.
It wasn't until, you know, I would say, like, when Essence was popping up, the song by Wizkid and Tems. Only you feel my body. You don't need no other body. Then I made it mess up my mind. And I made it make you free up your mind. It was just so popular at all the different parties and clubs. You couldn't escape that summer without listening to that song.
They were breaking through without crossing over. No need for changing languages or relying on a feature from an American. Fast forward to now, and they're regulars on the Billboard charts. Some, like Burna Boy, have emerged as megastars.
He's someone that I feel like his music translates well because that has that familiar elements to it that can draw you in, but then the unfamiliar elements can excite you at the same time.
And the same goes for Ira Starr's Rush.
It translated so well internationally, but at the same time, I wasn't singing in English. It is a very African song.
Ira says her tracks work by blending American pop culture she grew up on with the sounds of where she's from.
There's some elements you get in the beat that are very like 80s pop, American pop too. And there's some elements you get in the beat from the kick to the snares and everything. It's very Afrobeat. But when you hear the chords are very almost R&B-ish.
South African newcomer Tyla, who ended up taking home the Grammy for her viral hit Water, fuses genres in a similar fashion. Make me sweat, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water. Mixing traditional African drum patterns with contemporary styles like R&B is the reason the music keeps on growing. And it's changing the perception of Africa along the way.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the generation that showing the world what Africa is, you know. I feel like people have so much misconception about Africa, you know. I travel and people are like, oh, you have that in Africa? Like, you.
For so long, people have, you know, negative images associated with Africa. They think about poverty. They think about, you know, government corruption. And so what really made me happy about this
explosion of African music, especially Afrobeats, was that it was bringing a more positive image to the continent.
But this spotlight, it shines on a fraction of what Africa has to offer. This year's Grammy nominees repped only 3 countries out of 54.
I think that the continent is too vast to be limited to one category.
One category to account for over 1 billion people is not nearly enough space for the diversity or the diaspora. Haran Mamo is encouraged by the progress, but wants even more.
So not just Afrobeats, but Afropop, Afrofusion, Alta, Amapiano, Kizomba, Ethio Jazz, you know, Ghanaian Drill, you name it.
So there's still a lot of genres that need to be recognized.
I think having something like the African Grammys in a similar fashion to the Latin Grammys would be incredible.
But with this Grammy nom as the battery in her back, Ara Star says it's a new game now.
I feel like the more we collaborate and the more we work together, we're going to bring out more different sounds. And I feel like that's where Afrobeat is going, just collaborating with other African artists and making the genre bigger than any other genre in the world.
Hello, greet everybody for you. I did your shake, Pelle. What is up, Montel?